pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up on the program today, a rare opportunity to go back and talk a little Nebraska history when it comes to athletics. And no, this time it's not football. We're going to be talking with probably the greatest women's basketball player to ever lace them up at the University of Nebraska, Karen Jennings. She'll be coming up later on this half hour. She is going to be inducted into the COSIDA Academic All-American Hall of Fame. She was a three-time Academic All-American in Nebraska, the two-time Academic All-American of the Year in her career, Wade Trophy winner, and really was just an outstanding basketball player at the University of Nebraska, and she will be inducted next week. Monday night are the ceremonies, and we'll have a chance to catch up with Karen and talk about that. But exciting baseball game last night in the College World Series. The eighth inning full of offense. The first seven innings was nip and tuck and grind it out, and it's 3-3. And just when it looked like Cinderella Fresno State had done what they needed to do, taking a 6-3 lead, then Georgia comes back, and they take a 7-6 lead and able to get the outs in the ninth and win it. And, Daddy, I know you're happy because they were talking a lot about it on ESPN National yesterday. And Scott Van Pelt said he would rather go to the College World Series than Wimbledon.
You know, and you can have that argument all you want. I think that would be an interesting debate. I think they both got to go on your bucket list. I applaud Scott Van Pelt.
Did he just say bucket list? No. See, I'm going to argue with you. The only reason the College World Series would go on your list is because we're from Nebraska. If you're not a baseball fan, if you're just a casual fan living in Oregon, which might not be good because Oregon State got here, but a casual fan living in Ohio, I doubt there's a whole lot of interest to go to the College World Series. I would think that would be way down on the list. It's on your bucket list if there's 100 things that you want to do.
That's fine. If you're a sports fan, I think the College World Series is an event that you go to.
Would you go to Bassmasters?
You've got to see that. No, probably not.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
The crazy thing about yesterday is, and Scott Van Pelt, I think he's got the best show on ESPN now, well, other than ours, but he does a great job. Wow. He does a great job, great guest. He's very informative, knows so much about it. Well, he's got, you know, the golf interest is really big for a lot of people, and he's very up on that. But you know what? He brought it up, and it was great. He talked about it. He was great. He said all the great things about Omaha, all the great things he'd heard, how he wants to go and how people are treated, and on and on and on. And it was awesome to hear that on national radio in the last hour of his show, in the last half hour of his show. It wasn't the lead story, though. It was so exciting. There was so much going on, had nothing to do. Well, we'll get to that in the last half hour of the show. It was so far down the list. And I thought, it was great he brought it up.
Now you're prioritizing things. Wow, you're just...
Well, if it was so...
Wow, you're just mad.
No, if George Mason would have made it to the finals in basketball, the first thing they would have let off with. And George Mason's, I think that's the only thing that could even compare to what Fresno's doing. And amazingly enough, last night, the pitcher that finally Georgia got to, it was a fifth pitcher. He was the first one with an ERA below 7. Those other guys had been beaten up all season long in the WAC, and they were able to shut down the Georgia Bulldogs until the four-run eruption in the eighth inning. That's amazing.
So they were getting whacked in the WAC?
They were getting whacked around in the whack.
So Georgia comes back and wins. I guess it shows you that either team is capable tonight. We both took Georgia to win this championship yesterday, which gives us a 50-50 chance, and that's about as good as it's ever going to get for us. But I like Georgia. It's just too much to ask for this Cinderella team, but I think it could be a whale of a ball game tonight, and I think we probably have a very good chance of playing again tomorrow. But the point being, just because they're very evenly matched doesn't mean that Fresno is going to win tonight.
No, it doesn't mean that Fresno is going to win tonight, and you got to think that after the eighth inning, they've got to be a little deflated, and Georgia's got to be the momentum certainly on Georgia's side. I heard an interesting point made from one of my buddies. Actually, we're going to call him Jim's and Bertrand. Yesterday's argument, he said, well, Lumpy's the one that told me this, but it didn't come from Lumpy because I knew it was way too beyond Lumpy.
Lumpy is a friend of Daddy's.
Yes. Well, this is Lumpy's. Well, it's my buddy, too, Jim's and Bertrand. He said the reason people don't follow college baseball, much like they do college basketball, is because college basketball is on so often and people pick up an allegiance and follow those teams. You know several North Carolina, you know several Duke fans, you know several, I mean, you can go on, on down the list of popular teams around. Well, they're on, the players for those teams. The college baseball is not on TV. You pick up one game here, one game there. They're tough to follow throughout the year. You don't build up that fan base. You don't build up the allegiance that you do in the college basketball game. I thought, another deal was you look at the time of year. After everybody's locked in the winter, people are ready to get outside and do different things. Even if those games were on, I mean, it's kind of like the Kearney Cranes. We like to go watch them, but there are 12 people there. It's just a bad time of year. People are outside. People want to go golfing. People are fishing. Other things are going on. If they're on the radio, we listen to the Huskers.
You're following your kids.
You're going to Little League games. You're playing little outdoor soccer. You're getting outdoors. You're doing things. You're not sitting in front of the TV like you had all winter, especially on a cold winter like the last one we had. And I thought they were two very good, valid points.
I thought ESPN was going the way of, though, when hockey went on strike and they had to have something to fill the void, and they went to college baseball, and it was all going so well. And then Kyle Peterson had to tell him what the Oklahoma coach said. And then it went downhill from there, and they got some controversy they didn't want. And I'm not blaming that incident. I'm just saying you can kind of timeline it by that a little bit. And then they really, they decided not to renew their hockey contract, and then they didn't fill it really in with college baseball, although they did some the next year. I mean, ESPN is not putting on college baseball like they were a couple of years ago, where I think we could have been to a point with games on quite a bit, like you touched on a little bit yesterday, that maybe it would have grown the game of college baseball a little bit more, and that's just not the case. They're showing NBA, they're showing more Major League Baseball, maybe. I don't know if more is necessarily the case, but they're showing NASCAR. They're showing, they picked up a couple other sports, and college baseball got swept to the back burner.
Yeah, I think it's on the far, far back burner, and nobody really pays attention to it. And I think if the College World Series wasn't in Omaha, would we even pay attention to it? We grew up here, and we love it because it's here. 19,800 went to that game last night, and neither team, what's the closest team? Probably Georgia's 1,650 miles away, and Fresno's 1,900 miles away. Not like a big, 19,500. It's not like one of those teams have a combined 500 people total, from their schools and from alumnus and whatever that are following this. So you got to think that Nebraska embraces this sport, and that's one of the reasons the NCAA chose to keep it in Omaha, because they could have moved it somewhere, and you'd see 5,800 people show up.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Rafael Nadal has advanced on Wimbledon in straight sets. How much do you watch Wimbledon, just out of curiosity?
When it gets down, I think, you pay a lot closer attention when Roddick's playing. If you got an American making a run, the run in which Sampras has made is crazy good. 59 matches or
that's
something.
That's over now. Did you watch it then? honestly, did you watch it then?
No.
Okay.
But I would like to go to the All England Club and see it, the grass courts and whatnot.
Eat some strawberries.
Lovely.
That would be awesome. I'm with you. I think England would be very neat to see and go during Wimbledon and enjoy some of the craziness, just like I'd like to go. I think it'd be great to go over there for a month, enjoy Wimbledon, and then catch the British Open. And, you know, all these things you'd love to do in life, but you can't do it because you got to work to make money just to make payments on stuff for most of us hacks. But, I mean, I think that would be kind of a cool, you know, time to spend over there. Probably wouldn't want to do it the very first time you went over there, get used to the lay of the land and get some experience on how to handle that. But I think those would be two neat events to go to over there. And God, stay away from soccer.
You give Roddick any chance?
No.
It pretty much seems to be a Novik. What's the guy's name?
Djokovic,
Nadal, and Federer. Is there anybody else playing?
What's James Blake doing?
Yeah, he's there. He's there.
But I mean,
Roddick's supposedly on the right side of the bracket, if there is such a thing. But there's always so many upsets, and Roddick hasn't done anything for a while. I mean, it's hard to give him a chance when he hasn't done anything for a long, long time. And this just in. Just a thought here, as you're checking out some of the tennis here in a couple of the publications. Serena and Venus Williams, they're like the Andre Agassi. They're great, then all of a sudden they go away. And then they're back, and then they're great. And then they go away. You know, Serena used to be the favorite Williams sister. Now I think it's Venus. I think it's Venus now, and I'm not exactly sure why. Serena, A, cut the damn hair. It looks stupid. But am I wrong on that? Didn't most American gentlemen kind of think Serena was the deal when they first came out, and now maybe not so much?
Well, Keyshawn Johnson did. Well, what's the deal? I thought Maria Sharapova sucked at tennis. She could never win anything. Why would she be? She's favorite to win Wimbledon.
No, she's won Wimbledon. She's won stuff. What are you talking
about?
She's
a good tennis player. She's not like Anna Kournikova was. Anna Kournikova was all looks, no game.
I got
and
you.
By the way, that was okay. That was okay. For the record, that was okay. Maria Sharapova, yeah.
Okay, Sharapova, she's 2-1 favorite, though. Over the Williams sisters?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you bring up James Blake. Did you know he's 200-1? They're not giving him any love.
Take them off.
There's three people in single digits, and they're the ones I mentioned. Federer at 1-1, even money, favorite.
You taking Federer or are you taking the field?
I'm taking Federer.
And his crazy jackets that he wears after games.
I'm taking Federer, and I've actually got a rundown of things that he's done. 59 consecutive victories on grass. 43 different opponents he has beaten on grass during that streak. 34 consecutive wins at the All England Club. 24 the most aces he's hit in a match during the streak. That was in the final versus Rafael Nadal. 16 sets lost in 168 sets played. 10 career grass court titles, tied with Pete Sampras for the most in the Open era. 9 top 10 opponents he has beaten during the streak, 8 of them at Wimbledon. 8 sets out of 110 played he has lost during the 5 consecutive wins at Wimbledon. Don't care.
What? Huh?
You don't care.
I know he's good. He's good.
I just think it's amazing. Does he eclipse? I mean, has he become the greatest of all time? He's 26 years old.
I was gonna say, he's young enough to do a lot of things. I don't know, though. Over the last year, he hasn't been as dominant as he had been throughout his career. And that still means he's really, really good. I think we'll find out a lot during this 2 weeks at the All England Club. He wins this. He's back on track. And Nadal is trying to take him over, and he keeps winning the French Open, but you've got Wimbledon, then you'll have the U.S. Open. I guess we'll see how things go during that time. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. And as we go into the break, Karen Jennings is going to be joining us here in just a little bit to our next segment, as a matter of fact. A couple of things I want to hit on before that time. Michael Strahan, thank God it took him a long time to become the Fox. He's going to be on Fox Sports pregame show. Great. let's get another ex-jock that can't talk and get him on to spew about his ex-teammates so that we can get a big story about it for the first 3 months.
Are they going to do something about his mile-wide gap in his teeth?
That doesn't qualify him or disqualify him from having the job. I'm not going there, but, you know,
What color is he, by the way?
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's what Don Imus would say.
Wow, Don. Really? Hey, you know what, though, Derek? Daddy keeps saying stupid stuff like that, and our dream will come true. The Doug and Derek Show. Or even better, just the Doug Duda Show. Get rid of the coattail. I mean, of course, then I'd have to be here every day. That wouldn't be so much fun. Let's take a break here. No, let's not take a break. Carmelo Anthony, he's not going to get to play the first two games for the Nuggets next year because of his driving under the influence, his DUI, in April. Part of Team USA. Did you look at Team USA yesterday? Do you care? United States men's basketball team going to Beijing? See, I'm going to keep coming back to why other people don't necessarily care about the College World Series. You should care about the men's team playing basketball in the Olympics. You should care. You should want the best players there to win the gold. Because it's embarrassing if they don't.
I was just going to say, if they get beat by Greece again.
Is that your attitude?
No.
Are you rooting for the U.S.? I mean, are you going to pay attention to the U.S. or are you just going to see if they get beat?
No, I'm paying attention to it. Good grief. Yeah, you're going to follow this team. They're going to bring home a gold medal, and I don't think the score will be close.
Wouldn't you think that you would want a member of the world champion Boston Celtics on your team?
You know, I think those guys must have there had to be an option for at least two of those guys to be on this team. And I think the 26 playoff games, I think the late run, they just said, you know what, we're tired. You guys have got a fine team.
Yeah, Kobe didn't go on that same run.
Didn't play 26 games.
Kobe didn't go on the same run.
Kobe's the best player in the world. It's a little bit different.
Maybe he is.
No.
I don't know.
There's not maybe.
I know that they're trying to put together an actual team instead of just the 12 best players, too. So hopefully it all works out. We're going to take a break. Karen Jennings is joining us on the Dung and Daddy Show, and we're going to talk about the best team in interleague play in Major League Baseball. It's all coming up after this.
You're listening to the Dung and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Carney Yamaha now! Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Carney Yamaha today! Making summer memories sweeter. Carney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Carney.
People can take shelter during a storm. Sadly, a new Dodge Charger cannot. Neither can a Chrysler Town & Country, a Jeep Cherokee, or any number of the pre-owned cars and trucks in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. That means hundreds of perfectly good vehicles, new and used, suffered hail damage after the recent storm. But that also means you can now own one of these hail-damaged vehicles at a greatly reduced price. All hail the hail sale. You knew it was coming. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep, just north of I-80 in Kearney, or at midwaycdj.com.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. But don't you touch my car.
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmel's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like-new look from Timmel's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm, Timmel's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Have the recent storms left your vehicle hail damaged? If so, the Dent Popper can help. Using the latest techniques and paintless dent removal, the Dent Popper will make your hail damaged vehicle look like new again. With most repairs completed in only one day, what are you waiting for? We are insurance approved and guarantee your satisfaction with every repair. We've been serving the Kearney area for over 17 years, so you know we will still be here when you need us. Give us a call or stop over for a free estimate. One block north of Railroad on First Avenue, downtown Kearney, the Bricks. Or 308-236-7328.
Checking out our forecast, we'll continue to have scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms across much of our region as this complex of showery activity continues to move off to our north and east for the better part of the day. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding close to 83 for tonight, mild low temperature close to 62 degrees, currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. You can listen anytime, day or night, live or on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Of course, during the show, you click on the live link. Any other time, you click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft downtown. And, of course, the Courtyard Open. Had a chance to go check them out here the last couple of days. And just beautiful, beautiful. If you're looking for a place to relax after work or anytime, check out the Courtyard out back. Coming up in the second half of the program, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a chance for you to show off your knowledge. And, of course, Daddy, we mentioned that we'll talk about the hottest team in interleague baseball as well. If it's hot and you want to be dressed comfortably and enjoy it with flip-flops, hats, visors, T-shirts, shorts, go to Misco's. They're on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. They've got everything you need from Rider, Nike, and Adidas, all the name brands. And, of course, if you're playing, they've got the gear you need as well, from Little League to Legion, fast pitch and slow pitch softball. You're halfway through the season. All of a sudden, you need a new pair of shoes. Head on down to Misco's. You need a new, you got travel teams coming up. You need your uniforms. You need to get ready for the second half of the season. Misco Sports, the place to be. Steve, that's right. There's two Steves because more than one is better. Steve and Steve on the Bricks at Misco's in the downtown Kearney Center. We are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning by, well, the most decorated women's basketball player in the history of Nebraska basketball. I think you just start here. The winner of the Wade Trophy, named the nation's outstanding player in 1993, and off the court, getting it done in the classroom, and that's the main reason we are catching up with three-time first-team Academic All-American and the two-time Academic All-American of the Year. Karen Jennings joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Karen, welcome to the show, and wow, congratulations on this great honor.
Thank you very much.
It is a pleasure to have you on the program, and I guess one of the interesting quotes I see here is that Dick Enberg was the person that called you and, I guess, informed you about this, and I know if Dick Enberg called me, I'd probably be paying attention.
Absolutely. He's just one of the most eloquent broadcasters ever with CBS Sports, and what an honor it was to receive that phone call.
Karen, take us back. Obviously, not something you go through life thinking about this, but what was I want to know the immediate reaction when the call came.
The media reaction, you said the immediate reaction was
right.
I was stunned, amazed. I'm still in awe that I was even considered for the award, let alone a recipient of the award. And, in your day-to-day activities, you don't think about what you did in the past. And to be recognized later in life for something that you did a few years ago, it's truly rewarding.
Karen Jennings joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us back. As we said, the reason you're getting into the Hall of Fame is because of the things you did in college, and a three-time Academic All-American, two-time you were the Academic All-American of the Year. Talk about the balance of winning the Wade Trophy and being so good on the court, and then all the studies and how tough that is to do in college day in and day out.
I think it really is a lot of discipline. Tend to be more of a structured person, and I think it does take a lot of focus and a lot of hard work. And God gave me the ability to focus, and I really took that seriously when I was in college. I knew there would be other times in my life to do other things, and I knew I had two things to do when I was in college, and that was to play basketball and to get my degree. So I'm very competitive, and I'm as competitive in the classroom as I am very competitive on the court, and it's reaped a lot of awards for me.
See, Dad, that was my problem.
We didn't concentrate on just two things in college. Evidently, that was our problem.
A lot of people do, and I listened a lot to my parents. I had a very strong parental and family background, and I did what Coach Beck told us to do, and she wanted us to really focus hard, and I think I was fairly coachable that way.
Karen, when you think back to your playing days, are there one or two games that sticks out as being highlights for you that are really special?
You know what? Any of the big games I love, like the Kansas games, the Colorado. We beat Colorado at home was a wonderful game. Playing in the conference championship was positive. Playing in the first time that we made the NCAAs and playing San Diego home, I mean, those are just some great, great memories. The big games, the big wins, what I miss the most about playing basketball at Nebraska is the camaraderie, the relationships I had with the players and the coaches, and those were, you know, my second family, and those are great memories, and just feel really lucky to have had them.
We're talking with Karen Jennings, who was named the captain of Nebraska's All-Century team back in 2000. She was a two-time Big 8 Conference Player of the Year, and on Monday she'll be inducted into the COSIDA Academic All-America Hall of Fame. Tell us a little bit about what you are going to expect on Monday when the ceremony is going on.
Well, really, it's just a one-day deal. They're going to fly us down Sunday, and then we have a reception that we have to attend at 5 o'clock, and then we have the ceremony, which is at 7, and then we have a nice dinner. We're going to go to a restaurant that's about 4 or 5 blocks from where we're staying. It's all going to be at the hotel, and I know that Dick Enberg cannot be there in person because he is currently at Wimbledon for the tennis championships, but he is going to do something off-site for this, and they've put together, they asked for some family photos, they asked for some photos of when we played, and they're going to put together, I'm guessing, a pretty nice media event of video or something that we can take back with us. Other than that, I really don't know what it's all going to entail.
Karen, talk a little bit about the popularity of the women's game. I think you guys kind of started it kind of in your era. In the last 15 years, the deal has really taken off, and you see the people start to show up. The crowd's getting bigger and bigger. There's more of it on TV. Does that even surprise you?
It does. I remember I went to a night where it was a dollar hot dog, dollar Pepsi, and you know, dollar to get in, and we had 14,000, 13,000 people in the stands, and I was amazed. It was like, as a spectator, I was truly impressed. And I thought, man, we've come a long way. Yes, it is surprising in some sense, and in other senses, it's not. I like to think that we kind of got things rolling at Nebraska. I think Coach Beck really got the players integrated into the crowd and into making friends with the fans and to getting out to the outreach activities in the schools. I think all of that has really helped. I think the development of the WNBA on television, getting more people to respect the women's game, I think that has also impacted the crowds at the Devaney Center. So I feel like we've done a great job, and I think Connie Yori, getting her in there, she's a Midwest girl. She's from the area almost. She's, you know, Ankeny isn't that far from Lincoln, and I think that the Midwest roots have really helped the team, and she's done a great job getting some good recruits in.
Does it take Iowa people to make the Nebraska basketball program go?
I think it helps. Oh, shoot. Actually, I'm from Iowa, but I was born in Nebraska. I was born in Norfolk, Nebraska. And my dad was a basketball coach, and he coached in Wausau and Johnson Brock and some small towns in Nebraska when he started out, and that's where I was born. And, you know, he just decided to go back into farming and so that's when we moved back to Iowa. But, yeah, I think that the Iowa-Nebraska girls, you know, there's a lot of great players in both states, but Iowa seems to have a great tradition in women's basketball and, of course, is a recruiting hotbed for a lot of people. So I like to think, Brenda Fries, I played AAU ball with her. Now she's the coach at NC State. There's a lot of great players that came out of Iowa, that's for sure.
Karen, when you think back, you in your prime or Candace Parker, who's better?
Well, she's a lot taller. She's a lot longer than I am. She's a great player. I don't know. I think I can take her.
I like that attitude. That's good.
Karen, before we let you get out of here and get back to your day job, just tell everybody what you are up to these days.
Currently I am in real estate. I have my own corporation, and I have about 5 people that help me sell homes. I sell about 80 homes a year, and I'm enjoying that. It's a great people profession, and that's what I've been up to I've been in real estate now for 8 years, and in the Omaha metro area. I have a 3-year-old daughter named Claire, and we're looking maybe to have another child possibly in the future. We don't know yet, and we'll see what God brings. Yep. I'm married to Ron Peoples. And we live out closer to the Gretna area.
And what color is Claire's hair?
She's strawberry blonde.
do people still throw out the big red at you, or is that past in the college?
I think it's more past in the college, but I still have some people that will call me Big Red once in a while. When I play tennis, then some people call me Big Red.
Well, a great honor bestowed upon you, and we just want to thank you for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's been an honor chatting with you, and I guess as some of the people have told us, you're kind of what Nebraska athletics and what going to the University of Nebraska is all about. Congratulations.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Karen Jennings going in to Tampa next weekend. Monday night is the Hall of Fame ceremony, the Academic All-American Hall of Fame. We don't have to worry about that. We might cover it. We don't have to worry about making any speeches. Any acceptance speeches here ain't happening.
Incredible honor. Incredible honor. And good for her. 80 homes. I take it she's in a different tax bracket than we are, Doug. Imagine that.
Rebecca Lobo, one of the 5 folks that's also going in, Dr. Kent from Connecticut, Dr. Kenneth Caldwell, the Citadel, Amy Prevett Perko from Wake Forest, and Nancy Hogshead. I'm sorry, that's what it says, Hogshead Maker. I don't know who that is. From Duke. Sorry.
Congratulations to all of them, though. Terrific.
They're all smart. They're all very smart. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We're going to talk a little more Nebraska basketball. Danny Nee going into the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame. A little interesting. We'll talk about that. And anything else you want to talk about, email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Danny will be right back.
Colin Cowherd, if you can't go to a sporting event, then there's nothing like watching it on the flat screen HD TV. May I recommend Vizio? Whereas other companies are charging you an arm and a leg, Vizio's bringing the technology to the masses. I've got one and love it. It's the fastest growing HD TV company in the world that stands firmly behind a 1-year in-home service guarantee. VizioTV.com, where vision meets value.
Hey, Greeny, you ever bought a used car?
Sure.
Well, the next time you do, I got a secret that'll help you out. Ask a salesperson for a Carfax vehicle history report. Man, these guys have loads of stats on used cars.
Do it as the 21st century. Where have you been? Everyone knows about Carfax. You go on this hot new thing called the Internet to Carfax.com. For less than $30, you can check all the cars you need to.
Yeah, sure, but did you know that really good used car dealers will actually give you a Carfax report for free? All you got to do is ask.
However you get it, from the dealer or at Carfax.com, everyone knows you should never buy a used car without a Carfax vehicle history report.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping of Holdridge and Kearney. Let us put our nearly 40 years of experience to work for you on your lawn. We, of course, keep your lawn beautiful, but we do more, like concrete landscape edging by Tigard. It's practical, cost-effective, decorative curbing that is maintenance-free. It comes in a variety of colors, curb styles, and stamp patterns to fit anyone's taste. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Kearney and Holdridge.
Amon, this donation fun continues all summer long in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal.
Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a margarita frozen or on the rise, or your favorite tasty beverage under the misters.
Under the misters.
while listening to the sounds of summer. Relaxing with your friends doesn't have to be just on the weekends. Get to the Courtyard and take a well-deserved weekday break.
Hey, man, join us for Destination Fun in the Courtyard.
Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Hi, I'm J.W. Hart, the Iron Man of the Professional Bull Riders. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Checking out our forecast, we'll continue to have scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms across much of our region as this complex of showery activity continues to move off to our north and east for the better part of the day. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding close to 83 for tonight, mild low temperature close to 62 degrees, currently 72.
Way on down to southern Alabama with the guitar jam, and that's where we're hit. Name this band. This is Brad Paisley. Everybody knows that. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Hey, that's pretty good. I came up with Brad Paisley, though, don't you think?
Wow.
Who is it?
You were so far off. It's Rascal Flatts, buddy.
Oh, duh. Everybody knows that.
Well, they do. Sorry. You just got misplaced. You should move to the coast.
Is there a song that's like, I'm going to miss her, but they're still biting her side? I don't know, something like that.
Yeah. Brad Paisley.
Is that Brad Paisley?
Okay, yeah. Miss her, yeah. Just he's going to go fishing. Is that your bio? Is that the story of your life?
Might be.
I'll take that one up for you.
Might be my theme song.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox from Ken, who says, you birds know as much about female tennis as I do about hopscotch. Well, how hard is it to know anything about hopscotch, Ken? Good Lord. The Williams sisters are yesterday's news. Of course, we were talking about that briefly at the top of the show. Top players in the world are Ana Ivanovic and Yelena Yankovic, with maybe Sharapova third. Just when I think it's time on a different subject to send Buck and Gathright down to triple C ball, they do something to justify their existence. And about Alex Gordon, number three hitter cannot be content to draw walks. He seems to want to get walks instead of smacking the ball. He wants to get on base, Ken, which is good, which is very good. I hate to see that roundhouse swing of his. Wish he would shorten it up, Ken. Wow, hammering on the rookie again. But the hottest team in all of Interleague Baseball, your Kansas City Royals.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
Eight games back. 33-43.
You know they've won eight of their last nine, and they are 10-3 in Interleague play, again petitioning to join the National League, the weaker league.
Taking care of business, they're going to do it again today. They're doing it all week long with interleague play.
The Colorado Rockies on the short end of that. Mark Tien, he's playing some pretty solid baseball. He knocks another one out of the park. I'm worried that the Royals have to make a trade. They're going to have to get rid of somebody, and they put Tien up as a face of this program. But, you know, if it was, we were sitting there at the ball games this weekend, and I brought that up, boy, Tien, you know, you got enough first baseman, you got enough outfielders, and Tien's actually playing well. I hope they don't trade him, but I would think he might be the guy that they could get the most value for. A guy that could help out another program immediately, or another ball club. But Mark Tien, we've had him on the show. He was up on the caravan this last time around. Great guy. And as you find out, most of these guys are great people, and I think they're having fun. And it's always more fun when you're winning. But the Royals pick up the win, 8-4 over Colorado last night, and move on.
Doug, they do it again tonight. When's the last time the Royals were a $150 favorite? I bet you would have to go back a while.
Who's going tonight? Granky?
Yeah.
Zach?
Yep.
Let's go back to the Dent Popper inbox. The Dent Popper, home of the Arma linings. For years, they specialized in paintless dent repair, and if the bad weather, and we had a little bit more of it last night, has dinged you up, stop in and see Scott or Joel for a free estimate on your vehicle. Dent Popper, it's on the brakes, downtown Kearney. Mike from Wayne listening on the streaming this morning. Hi, Mike. How you doing? Doug and Daddy, I agree with Daddy on Scott Van Pelt's show on ESPN Radio. Scott Van Pelt is a hell of a lot better to listen to than Stephen A. Smith. And another reason why the College World Series is a premier event is because Aaron Andrews is doing dugout reports. Mike, in.
Amen to that.
Wow.
He ain't lying.
And again, you know what? I have to ask you this question because we have been on this borderline of what you know and what you love, as opposed to maybe if you lived in a different area of the country. I did not care for the Stephen A. Smith show. And I think now that Stephen A. Smith no longer has that hour here, the rest of the country doesn't like his style. Some people do like his style. But I think the reason we don't like the Stephen A. Smith show is we're from the Midwest. I think that's point blank the only reason. We don't understand the culture that he's going with NBA and the way that they do things with his family, with his group of people in New York, with the people he associates with the NBA crowd, with the bigger city crowd. I mean, if we lived in New York, we probably love Stephen A. Smith. I mean, if we grew up and lived in New York, we probably love Stephen A. Smith. The yelling gets a little bit much. And I know that's one of the reasons people in the Midwest didn't care for him.
A little bit over the top. I mean, and I don't know anybody that really felt sad when that was over.
Derek, did you feel sad?
No, not at all. I can do without his yelling.
Don't you have a Stephen A.
Oh, man. Barry Bonds! Everybody wants to go after Barry Bonds, but Roger Clemens, they just want to let Roger Clemens go. Why is it? Because of the color of his skin.
Thanks. And he can't say Derek or Eric either.
See?
He's got Eric on the line. Eric! Eric from New York! It's always Eric or Derek.
We better get a hold of Billy C. You know, we haven't had Billy C. on the program in a while. I wonder how things are going in Jets camp.
we would find out shortly. Let's effort that. We will effort Billy C. Have him on, get a check.
Maybe in. Friday.
Month away from us, from my training camps getting started up for football.
You got Jay and Kozad on Stephen A. Smith as well here.
Jay, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I could live in Turkestan and I would still not like Stephen A. Smith. It doesn't matter where you live. The guy... His whole approach is just, I'm a jerk, and you can take me or leave me, and I think people are going to leave him. So,
you think that's because we're Midwesterners, and that's just not the way we do things?
No, I don't think so. I think that's part of the whole genre is they're trying to shock people into saying, look, I'm a bigger jerk than anybody in the world, and so you can take me or leave me, and I think people are getting sick of that whole thing.
Jay, thanks for the phone call. Do you like us?
Oh, you know what? I love you. And listen, I got one other thing. When you had Steve, the guy from the Lincoln Journal Star, on the other day.
Yeah.
And he said Billy C. hadn't been a clinical disaster or whatever.
Yeah, he had some word. I've got the word.
Unmediated.
Unmediated
disaster. Yeah, unmitigated.
Oh, there you go.
It was absolutely an unmitigated disaster. Thanks a lot,
Paul. See you, Jay. Jay from Kozad, where they have a few Huskers playing down there at the University of Nebraska.
That's interesting because I got a couple texts in the afternoon about that unmitigated disaster. It wasn't. Do you remember the, and then there's some words, Oklahoma State game a year ago? So, yeah, you can look at that a lot of different ways. A lot of ways it was a disaster.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks for the call. I'd love to have you join us on the program today at 1-888-455-ESPN. Danny Nee is going into the Nebraska Hall of Fame, and so is Eric Strickland. And you know what? If you just say that, those are two of the best that the Huskers ever had. And I might get hammered on this. I don't know. I am one of the few people that was sad to see Danny Nee go. Now, let me also continue here by saying Danny Nee had to go because of the way things were going. Danny Nee was thrown under the bus by a couple of players, maybe more. What was that little disaster? Not Jose Ramos. Jose Ramos. Tom Wald, piece of garbage that was on the NIT championship team. He's the one that got the whole walkout going. He's the one that got all that. And you know, we make fun of Richard Van Poltergeist, or Rich Van Poltergeist, the tall Australian. You know, we make fun of that. Danny Nee.
See, that's right in your area. I mean, you were right there.
That's when I was going to school. That was part of it. He came in 86. That was part of the shtick. When we loved just making it to the NIT at that time, sell out at the Devaney. He had fun. He was personable. You know, I had a chance to, on a couple of occasions, be in a social setting with Danny Nee. Fun. Talk to you just like every other human being. And at that time, we're just college kids. I mean, Danny Nee, I like Danny Nee. And by the time he got out of here in 2000, not very many people did. I think now that the sting has wore off a little bit, but what kind of feeling will it be when Danny Nee comes back for the Hall of Fame with Eric Strickland, one of the greatest players of this era, you know, to leave the Huskers and go on to do great things 9 years in the NBA and played well in the NBA. But Danny Nee, 254 wins, five NCAA tournaments, the knock, they never won a game in those NCAA tournaments.
Finished, 11th in the nation the 1 year?
When they were going in, I think the highest ranking they ever attained was 9th, the year that they lost to Xavier. They were a number 3 seed.
I think the final rankings, they were 11th or 12th.
Could have been. And they had 6 NITs, so they made it 11 years to the postseason and won the NIT title in 1996. Andy Markowski, who we've had on the program, part of the Husker Sports Network, of course, Ord Boy, was a part of that program, was a part of that team back then. And ironically, that's kind of when they started to dip. But anyway, just your thoughts on Danny Nee going into the Hall of Fame. Deserved, but I think it'll be an awkward moment.
Well, I don't think it's going to be awkward because I think the people around Danny Nee, I think the Nebraska greats have been around Danny Nee just like you, Doug, and his outgoing personality, his charisma comes off on everybody. And I think Doc Sadler has done a great job. He came back for the golf tournament last week, along with some of the Nebraska greats. The third leading scorer, this Jerry Fort. And I don't remember Mr. Fort, and he's done some great things. But you know what? They're kind of building a fraternity there and getting some of these players. You know, Nebraska is going to benefit from the relationships that, and I think a lot of this has to do with Doc Sadler and the relationships he's able to establish as well. Reaching out to these guys.
I had a chance to catch up when I was at Royals Affiliate Day last Friday. I believe Fort Smith, Arkansas, and for the life of me, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but we were talking. Doc Sadler started coaching there. And he had a chance to work with Doc Sadler, and we got into a pretty good conversation about Doc Sadler and the kind of guy he is. When you start somewhere where your roots are, those are usually going to carry on throughout your life. And I mean, he had nothing but good things to say about Doc Sadler. And we've been on the Sadler bandwagon since the day he was hired. And again, we're talking, boy, we just hope that he sticks around for a while, because as soon as this team gets better than Nebraska has been, everybody's going to want this guy. He and Doc, I really think, is going to go, because Nebraska's got to take care of him. And you want to go somewhere where basketball is the number one program, and it is never going to be that way here in Lincoln. But Doc Sadler has everything pointed in the right direction, and we've got to do everything we can to keep this guy as long as we can. But you're right, Danny Nee going in, doing the right things, but Doc's doing the right things in so many different directions. This guy is busting his butt to make this program better. I don't know if people realize this, how much he is traveling, he is working all the time, he is trying to get recruits. How Robert Sally didn't come in is not his fault. How he even considered coming to Nebraska is all because of Doc Sadler.
Well, you mentioned Robert Sally. Some people, they're looking at it, trying to replace Mr. Sally. Ashante Jones is a kid out of Indiana who spent a year to prep. He went to Hargrave Military Academy in Virginia. That's where he played last season. He signed a letter of intent with Oregon State, but he was released with that when the school changed coaches. This Ashante Jones is scheduled to visit Kentucky next week. I mean, Doc Sadler's going up against big-time programs, big-time recruits. Jones saying, there's a big chance I'll commit to Nebraska by the end of the week. Needed to talk to his family. Now, his AAU coach, and you never know about these AAU coaches. You don't know their motivation, their motive, you know, whatever. But he says, this is a quote, if Nebraska gets him, he will be, in my opinion, one of the best players ever to play at Nebraska. This is Eric Vaughn, Jones' AAU coach. He's one of those players that has it. Whatever it is, Ashante Jones has it. Now, that's his opinion, and I'm not sure that he knows the lineage in Nebraska basketball and how good people were, but he's going to be one of the best ones ever. So hopefully, knock on a little wood, Doc Sadler finds a little bit of good fortune and maybe gets Ashante Jones to commit.
Speaking of wood, railroad ties, can I get those in my yard?
Yeah, but they'd rather do stamp curbing with Curbit.net and Curbit Inc. You give your curbing a unique touch of elegance with several of their different stamping packages. They offer over 40 colors. They're all digitally weighed to your specification. This guarantees a consistent pour every time. Our colored curbs are sealed with an industrial-grade 30% solid sealant that gives your curb longevity and luster for years to come. Folks, it does not matter whether you want property lines, parking lots, parks, golf courses, playgrounds, or it's a simple sandbox. The guys at Curbit Inc., they're bringing life to landscapes. Doesn't matter, residential and commercial. You can call today for a free estimate, 308-237-4805, or check them out on the internet at curbit.net. That's curbit.net. Call them today and make your life a better place.
All right, we're going into the final break of the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up tomorrow on the program, look out, Daddy, we're getting a tad bit political.
Oh, great.
I know. This is going to throw you. Scott Klebb going to join us tomorrow. He wants to talk a little sports.
What color is he?
Jeez. Oh, really?
Unbelievable. Jeez. Well, this Irish deal keeps coming up.
Tomorrow on the Doug Show. 1-888-455-ESPN. That is the number you need to know right now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible for a $25 gift card from Troutman's. Carrie and the gang have the freshest meat around, whether it's brats out of the smokehouse, whether it's USDA choice steaks, whether it is ground beef. They've got it for you. They've got a great selection of fish items as well. They've got the sticks, the snack sticks, things to take with you when you're going camping, when you're going fishing, when you're taking vacation. Troutman's quality meats. Here is your trivia question. Georgia is going for the national championship tonight in college baseball. They have won the college baseball championship once before. Who did they beat in that championship? Who did Georgia beat in their previous national championship in the finals? Who did Georgia beat? Who was the runner-up to Georgia when they won their last national championship? 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM. Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
There's a lot to be excited about at Microtel Inns and Suites, from free local and long-distance calls and free high-speed wireless internet to a complimentary continental breakfast. And our new stylish decor and plush bedding make every night's sleep a comfortable one. Plus, the MicroPass card helps guests earn free stays at any Microtel. J.D. Power and Associates has ranked Microtel highest in guest satisfaction 6 years in a row. For a great hotel at an affordable price, visit MicrotelInn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates information, visit www.jdpower.com.
There's a popular saying in the land of lean beef. Now, you'll hear it whenever someone brings out a plate of rosemary garlic marinated T-bones to the grill. And it goes something like this. Hey, man, can I have one of those? Which means roughly, hey, man, can I have one of those? Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. And yes, you can have one of those. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, summer's finally here, and if you want your summer memories to last longer than your tan, then you better get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with the new Yamaha Wave Runner. All Yamaha VX Wave Runners offer a quiet and reliable 4-stroke 110 HP motor that makes pulling skiers and tubers a breeze. If you want to relax from a long work week and be the most popular person on your block, take home a new VX Yamaha Wave Runner from Kearney Yamaha today. Making summer memories sweeter. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80, Kearney.
Checking out our forecast, we'll continue to have scattered rain showers and isolated thunderstorms across much of our region as this complex of showery activity continues to move off to our north and east for the better part of the day. We'll have a warm high temperature rebounding close to 83 for tonight, mild low temperature close to 62 degrees, currently 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We yet to have a winner on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. The phone lines are burning up. Georgia's last national championship. Who was the runner-up? We'll give you a little hint. It was a Big 12 school. This Big 12 school was a runner-up to Georgia when they won the national championship in 1990. Georgia won the 1990 national championship. Who was the runner-up? It's a Big 12 school.
It's not Iowa State.
And it's not Colorado. 1-888-455.
Got a winner.
And we do have a winner. You know who it was?
I did not know who it was. That really surprised me. Oklahoma State, you told me. So I'm going to go with what you told me as being Oklahoma State.
Really?
I figured Texas or Baylor were the two logical choices, but Oklahoma State was in the finals of the College World Series with Georgia.
You sure? It was Oklahoma State?
That's what you said.
Are you positive?
Well, Doug, you've never been wrong before. Just ask you.
I know. I haven't.
He goes to class. He's respectful to the media.
Where?
He's respectful to the public. And he's a good kid. And he's not a professional athlete. And he doesn't deserve to be kicked when he's down. If you have a child someday, you'll understand how it feels. You obviously don't have a child. I do. If your child goes down the street and somebody makes fun of him because he dropped a pass in a pickup game or says he's fat,
fat,
and he comes home crying to his mom.
It's not a pickup game, Mike.
You'd understand.
Oklahoma State, who was our winner, Derek?
Brett from Bertrand.
All right, Brett, congratulations. A Bertrand Viking, finally a winner from your neck of the woods.
All right.
Congratulations. Let's get out of here, Derek. We've got a show to do tomorrow, and I guess we got to prepare for it, something. We're going to have some sports talk. We might have a College World Series champion on the program tomorrow. We want to thank Karen Jennings, the greatest women's basketball player. And that's saying something. There have been some great players, Mortice Ivey. Karen Jennings, though, the Wade Trophy winner, and she's going into the Academic All-America Hall of Fame on Monday, living in Omaha and continuing to work there as a realtor, and we appreciate her joining us on the program today. I mean, it's hard to even put into words how big an honor that is. I hope people realize that. That's just incredible. She is the second Husker, by the way, to receive that honor. Maybe we could have thrown that out for Troutman's Tuesday trivia. I'll let you know maybe. Do you know who the other one was?
No.
Dave Remington. And we all know how great a person Dave Remington is with his foundation, all the work that he does in the Boomer Esiason Foundation.
Before we get out of here, congratulations to Brett and Bertrand for picking up that Tuesday Troutman's trivia. Gosh, I wonder what color he is. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show.
Wow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.